Servant Warrior Radio. Real. Radical. Relentless. Relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
It is on like Donkey Kong. Hello and welcome to the public service edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, and as always, we got a great show today, and I hope all the shows are, and that something this loudmouth Jesus freak says impacts you for the kingdom. And you know, but we always want the bonus. We want to go that extra step because we hope that something that this loudmouth Jesus freak says not only impacts you for the kingdom, but prompts you to share it with somebody you know who may also be impacted by it. I mean, that's the way we'll change the world, one person at a time. And listen, I know that changing the world is a big goal, but you know what we say around here, go big or go home. But really, you know, at the end of the day, it's because we serve a really big God. Amen. Hey, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am so pumped that you're spending some of your only non-renewable resource right here with us. And I have no doubt that you'll want to listen to all the Servant Warrior Radio episodes, and they can all be found right there at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, if you've listened to any episode of Servant Warrior Radio, at some point in the show, I talk about how big of a sports fan that I am. I mean, listen, we are right smack in the middle of the baseball playoffs, and they are not disappointing, by the way. But you guys know how big of a college football fan that I am. And while I'm not going to take off and start on one of my football rants and commentary, I got to say that it seems like there's just a whole lot more injuries happening this year. A lot of knee injuries, head injuries. I mean, all kind of things are happening. And now, maybe it's because my beloved Georgia Bulldogs have been absolutely decimated by injuries this season. And man, they have. Good gracious. But you know, in all seriousness, it just seems like more guys are getting hurt. And I certainly hope that it doesn't continue. And I've heard it all my life. You know, football is an incredibly violent sport, and guys are going to get hurt. Hey, I get that. Grew up playing it, I understand. But I mean, let's put this into some perspective, okay? I mean, guys that big, running that fast, colliding that hard is bound to cause some serious wreckage. I mean, it's like Amtrak trains colliding. And in all seriousness, I hope that the injury trend does not continue. And I absolutely ask that you guys be praying for athletes, all athletes at every level. But as I mentioned in the opening, this is the public service edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, I know what everybody said. You know, that Servant Warrior Radio, all the episodes are public service in nature because they all air with the goal of impacting generations and changing the world. Listen, I want to thank you for saying that. And if you didn't say it, I just want to thank you for thinking it. I mean, we greatly appreciate it around here at Servant Warrior Radio. But in just a minute, we're going to talk about a much-needed course redirection in our country. And listen, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you've heard. This is still the greatest country in the history of the world. And we're also going to talk about how Servant Warrior Ministries is going to be the catalyst for change. Now I know what you may be thinking. Searcy is a ball of fire. How in the world is he going to dial it back enough to do public service announcements? I mean, really? Is he serious? Well, listen, I appreciate you thinking that, and I got to tell you, you're not going to be disappointed because these are not your run-of-the-mill public service announcements by any stretch of the imagination. And of course, it's going to be real, it's going to be radical, it's going to be relentless, and it's certainly going to be relevant, I assure you. But I do want you to do one thing for me here. We're going to take a quick break. Go grab your face mask because this message packs a punch, and I don't want any bloody noses. Hey, hang in there. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Warning, the program being promoted here may be unsuitable for judgmental or holier-than-thou Christians, as they may experience significant discomfort and uneasiness.
Hello, Jesus freaks. Jeff Searcy here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Tuesday for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a five-hour energy drink right here at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, your faithful host, servant, and all-around instigator of public discourse. Hey, listen, thanks for hanging around with us. I want to talk a little bit about where we're going as a country and some of the things that we as Servant Warrior Ministries are praying about and looking to do to maybe instigate and be the catalyst for some course redirection. But, you know, as a ministry founder, I'm often asked, are you a pastor? You know, and while I've shared a message or two, you guys are listening to them. You listen to them at servantwarriorradio.com all the time. I'm not a pastor, you know, but God did call me at the age of 9 to preach. But you know what it's coming out to be? Maybe it's just going to be preaching in a different way and from a different pulpit and to a different congregation. But anyway, the short answer version to that question that people always ask of who am I? Well, this one is really for the PR and the highfalutin folks. It's that I'm an energized and outspoken servant of the Almighty. And you guys know that I am. But you know, if you ask me, if you say, Jeff, man, who are you? I'm just a guy with a lot of fire and passion who loves Jesus, who loves my family, who loves America, who loves to coach and teach. And I'm someone who thinks the guys in this country could do a much better job being who God created and called us to be. Now, Servant Warrior Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, but at its essence, it is a movement to reach guys 5 to 105 where they are, share with them the love and the life-changing message of Jesus Christ, and inspire and empower them to be who God's created and called them to be. Now, you know, there are a whole bunch of you guys out there and say, Jeff, that message is for the church. And you know what? You would be absolutely right. It is a critical and poignant message for the guys in the church, but it also extends far beyond any four walls of a church or Christian circles. Because at our core, guys, all guys, believers, non-believers, young, seasoned, all of us are created to serve others and be warriors. I mean, we were made in God's own image, and He is the ultimate servant and the ultimate warrior. Listen, there have been no upgrades, enhancements, or updated versions of men. God hasn't changed the model since Adam. So like I said, the servant warrior message is one that extends well beyond the four walls of any church or Christian circles, because it has to. It's about course redirection. It's about reclaiming generations for the kingdom. It's about the role and importance of guys, all guys, 5 to 105. Because history has proven unequivocally that as men go in a community, so goes the community. And I'm not just talking about those 18 and older. Young men 5 to 17 have a significant impact on their community as well, just at different levels. And unfortunately, we see it every day on the news. I mean, we've got generations of guys growing up without godly role models. The world, the media, athletes, entertainers, everybody but us, it seems, are raising our kids. They're influencing their behavior. They're setting their standards. They're calibrating their moral compasses. And we are absolutely foolish to think that generations of guys and girls, to include the 20-somethings, will somehow grow up to be responsible, respectable, accountable, ethical, moral, and godly adults. Bottom line, we wouldn't need battered women's homes. We wouldn't have a 50-plus percent divorce rate. We wouldn't have the overwhelming amount of fatherless homes we currently have in the United States. We wouldn't have a worldwide human trafficking epidemic. We wouldn't have to have Amber Alerts. We wouldn't have a nationwide bullying epidemic. We wouldn't have young ladies feeling as though they have to be a porno queen to get the attention of a young man. We wouldn't have our homeless and elderly being mugged and murdered. We wouldn't have the rampant unethical business practices that plague our country. We wouldn't have many of the societal and moral issues that permeate our communities and households if guys, men, 5 to 105, were stepping up and being who God created and called them to be. You know, He doesn't care about professional accomplishment. He doesn't care how we look. We're all equally important in His eyes. What He cares about is us using the talents and gifts that He gave us. He cares about us being exactly who He created. You know, we're all hand-woven masterpieces created by the master's own hands and given specific talents and abilities that only we have in order to accomplish a purpose and call that only we are qualified to fulfill. I mean, this is something that every guy and girl, regardless of age, needs to hear. They need to understand they have purpose and are important and that God doesn't make junk. But God does expect more from his creations than he's been getting. You know, some might say, and I say some might say, they have said, hey man, your thought process is a little radical. You know, I'm okay with that assessment. Some also have said, hey man, you might need to tone it down a little bit, brother. You know what? I'm not okay with that. Here's the harsh reality. Every day we are in a spiritual battle with an enemy who rules this world and who wants nothing less than to kill, deceive, and destroy all of us and the generations coming after us. Until we accept this fact, we will continue to lose generations to the world and we will continue to have people taken out by Satan's sniper rifle. You know, he knows he loses, but he's going to keep deceiving. He's going to keep killing and destroying until God says, hey, you're done. But since we don't know when that's going to be, despite what so many may think that they know when God's coming back, we've got to keep our heads up. We've got to stay alert, and we've got to be ready for the fight every day. You know, putting your head in the sand during a firefight, hoping that the enemy will go away, only results in getting shot in the rear. That's why we as Christians, as guys who love Jesus, have to be real, radical, relentless, and relevant if we ever hope to reach the generation of guys where they are and impact them for eternity. I mean, we've got to be real and authentic in our everyday lives. We've got to be radical in fighting for and upholding our values and ideals. We have to be relentless in our pursuit of righteousness and of being the salt and light of the world. And we have to be relevant in how we address the issues that have our families and our country headed into a moral death spiral. Otherwise, we're going to continue to get what we continue to complain and scratch our heads about. We will exhibit the absolute true definition of insanity, doing things the same way, but expecting different results. Hey, call me a simpleton, call me a dreamer, call me out of touch, call me crazy. I mean, hey, listen, I've been called crazy about 10 times a day and it's not even 12 o'clock yet. Okay, I'm just not sure what you expect. I'm a coach. I believe it's about focusing on basics and fundamentals. Champions, the best at anything, are the best at the fundamentals. Fundamentals and basics, like doing what you say you'll do, practicing sound business ethics, treating others as you want to be treated, respecting each other, respecting ourselves, doing what is right because it's the right thing to do, accepting responsibility and being accountable for our actions. I mean, you know, the crazy thing is, in this day and age, some would actually say that those things are radical. But you know what? It comes down to whether we are willing to do what is necessary to draw the line in the sand, to accept our role as men and be who we've been created and called to be. Just imagine how our homes, our communities, our country would be. And guess who would be the biggest benefactor of this dramatic course redirection and transformation of guys 5 to 105? Girls 5 to 105. You know, that's a tough message, but it's one that we need to hear, accept, and act on. You know, some of the other questions in the comments I get are, hey, what are you trying to do, start a church? Nope, I have no desire to do that. Hey, Jeff, we've got a men's ministry at our church, and we're good. Besides, and who are you to tell us that we're not doing it right? Well, man, listen, great that you've got a men's ministry at your church because so many don't. And hey, I'm not here to try to tell you that you're not doing anything right. The other thing is, you know, I get, hey, Jeff, how are you going to get all those guys you're talking about to show up somewhere? I mean, we can't even get guys to volunteer for parking lot duty. You know, that's a great question, and I wish I had the definite answer, but I will tell you, I think we're getting a lot closer. Hey, listen, I'm not here to criticize, judge, point a finger. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, man, I'm nobody. Besides, only one is qualified to judge, and I guarantee you, I'm not him. But my heart and the heart of servant warrior is to help guys be who God wants them to be, the best, wherever they are, at work, at church, at home, on the ball field, everywhere. And here's something else that I hear a lot, and I absolutely agree with. Hey, you know, Cersei, man, you Christians are hypocrites, bro. You know, my neighbor, the guys that I work with, the guys that I coach with, I mean, all my buddies on Facebook, I mean, they say they go to church, and they even post, you know, scripture up there. And they claim to be Christians. But I got to tell you, they don't act any different than the guys who aren't Christians. As a matter of fact, Jeff, sometimes they act worse. You know, I see it every day. You know, we in the Christian community, because of our contrary nature of our lives, we've become some of the biggest deterrents to people coming to Christ, as well as we have become some of the enemy's most effective ammunition. Listen, we got to be real. We have to be who God created. We got to be ourselves. What I'm saying is, quit saying one thing and doing another. It's the walk, not the talk, that impact people. And the biggest impact we usually make is when we think people aren't looking. So here we go. You know, how do we reach guys? I mean, how do we actually move the needle? You know, we got to give guys a rally cry. We got to give them something that they can be a part of, regardless of their profession, regardless of their socioeconomic status, regardless of their abilities, their age, anything. Because to truly make an impact, we have to remove the objections. We've got to remove the segregators. We've got to remove the barriers to entry for all of us marketing folks. Armor Up is the servant warrior rallying cry for all guys of all ages. It's absolutely warrior-esque, and it appeals to every guy's warrior spirit. It's about preparing for battle every day. It's about knowing who the enemy is and his tactics. It's about putting on the armor of God talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. But you know, it's so much more than that. There was a prayer that was given to me years ago, and it has become the Armor Up Prayer. Now, you can go to servantwarriorministries.org, and right there on the homepage below some of the announcements are the words Armor Up Prayer. And you can get the prayer right there. Click it, download it, print it out, pray about it, share it with others, because the prayer is powerful and it's empowering. But you know, we've also got to provide something tangible, something that opens up the potential for reaching people where they are. Now, I'm going to give you a tagline that I truly hope, and I'm going to do my very best to make sure that you hear it often, often, and often. Meet folks where they are. Love them like Jesus would. Rock the rafters. Change the world. Now, that would be the keep. Now, going back to the Middle Ages, the traditional use of a keep was a place of refuge. It was the strongest section of a castle. It was the place where you could go get food, clothing, shelter, and safety. It was a place, it was the final refuge that provided protection from war, from attacks, and from the enemy. Now, the keep, first and foremost, is a venue that embodies Christ's message in Matthew chapter 25, and it celebrates him and loving others as he loved. Now, the Keep is a drug-free, alcohol-free, tobacco-free music venue for alternative Christian music, as well as crossover groups, with the overall goal to bring together all walks of life to minister to them through music and entertainment. I mean, it is a place that's absolutely going to rock. Paint is going to peel off the walls, and some of the most powerful messages of Christ, of redemption, of eternal salvation are going to be delivered right there in that place, not by me, but by the groups and the artists coming into play there. And now, you know, we also want to be a part of the positive economic development of the communities that the Keep locations serve, because each venue will house vocational training programs for those that like become technically trained in media and sound and film production and acting and film distribution and marketing and so much more. I mean, we've got a formal curriculum developed, and we are incredibly excited about this aspect of the program, because we're also going to be reaching out to the veteran community to make training available for them as well. I mean, this is going to be awesome, because, you know, teaching people to fish, especially our young people, in a pond that they enjoy fishing in is far more preferable than giving them fish. Now, we're currently researching and talking with potential cities and locations in Georgia first, for the first two venues, but our overall goal is to have 15 to 20, maybe even 25 venues across the country. But of course, that's our goal. God certainly has the last word in that. Meet folks where they are. Love them like Jesus would. Rock the rafters. Change the world. I mean, isn't that awesome? Now, we're also reaching out to the world as we are adding a media and film production component to Servant Warrior Ministries. We'll be making, producing, and distributing 5 non-denominational, faith-based, cause-based, call-to-action, inspirational films over the next 4 years. I mean, wow, that's a mouthful, but they are going to be phenomenal movies. All the films will either launch or support a Save 1000 national awareness and call to action campaign that's associated with the social issue or cause that we address in the film. I mean, this is awesome, world-changing stuff. I mean, the stories are incredibly moving and powerful. Now, here are the 5 movies as it sits right now. Angry Insecure Men, or AIM, AIM for short, it focuses on domestic violence. A Dog Named True focuses on the military and PTSD and the value of service dogs. Tomorrow's Gift deals with alcoholism, parenting, and the importance of fathers in the lives of their children. The Outreach of Grace deals with autism and breast cancer. And the first movie that we're going to start production on this fall, and we hope and pray that the fall and winter of 2014 will be the theatrical release, that movie is Temptation. And it focuses on organ donation and the dangers of texting and driving. Now, Temptation is about David Newman. He's a 40-something-year-old successful family man. He's a sports marketing executive, and he's a pastor of his father's church. Now, David struggles with the temptations of the flesh, as we all do, and he struggles with the temptation of success, because when he makes a decision to forego taking his son to his championship soccer game in lieu of taking a business trip, and what happens is that ends tragically when Eric, his 12-year-old son, is struck and critically injured by a young lady distracted from texting and driving. I mean, this is a powerful message, and he struggles with the decision for Eric to be an organ donor. I mean, the movie's message is powerful, and what happens in the end will absolutely lift you into orbit. I mean, it is awesome. Because in addition to the organ donation message, we'll be launching a national awareness campaign highlighting the dangers of texting and driving. And that is an issue that affects all of us. Now, if you want more information on how you, your company, or your organization can be a part of putting out these incredible and powerful movies, I'd love to speak to you. Shoot me an email at jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. And you can also find out more about The Keep, the films, everything at servantwarriorministries.org. Folks, this country is in dire need of a course redirection. And that can only happen through the power of Almighty God working through His people. It's time for His servant warriors to step up, step forward, and be who we have been created to be. It's time to move the needle. It's time to impact generations. It's time to change the world. And I'm looking for people who want to be world changers. We'll be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Hey, Jesus freaks, catch the blade side of Christian talk and music at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. This goes out to anyone.
I've been around the way, I've been around the block. I got the keys to the city if the gates are locked. And a freak like me.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. And I got to tell you, if you are not absolutely pumped up and ready to go after that last segment, hearing about all the films, hearing about The Keep, hearing about everything, man, I don't know. You got a heartbeat out there? Is your blood flowing? I mean, what is up? I mean, there are so many awesome and exciting things going on, and we are on the verge of major, major transformation and major course redirection in this country, all at the hands of God's servant warriors. And I got to tell you, you can find out more about the film projects and The Keep at servantwarriorministries.org. And you can also support the ministry overall. You can support Servant Warrior Ministry. There's a donate button right up there. You can also support the specific initiatives. All of them are right there at servantwarriorministries.org. Hey, listen, it's time for you to be a world changer. Join us. Join us in changing the world. Hey, you know, regardless of what we talk about here on the show, regardless of the subjects or the guests that come on, I never want to end without giving you the opportunity to either give your life to Christ or rededicate your life to Him. I mean, He's knocking at the door. Let Him in. You know, our country needs a course redirection, but you know, it starts with us. It starts with a heart change. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can change a heart, restore it, heal it, and save it. He's the only way to heaven, and he's the only way to an eternal life. You know, we don't know when God's going to call any of us home. I mean, it can happen in the blink of an eye, so be ready. Make the decision now. If you've never given your life to Christ, there's no better time than right now. And I'm going to give you that chance, and you can do it. We're going to pray about it in just a second. For those of you ready to get back on the right course with him, he's waiting. You know what's so awesome? We serve a God of second, third, 50th, 100th chances. His love for us is not conditional, thank goodness. It's not conditional on our behavior or even our love for him. He loves us in spite of all that, and it's time to give him back your heart. So whether you've never had a relationship with Christ or you're giving him back your heart, would you pray with me? Lord, you are sovereign. I thank you for your grace, your blessings, your love, your forgiveness. Thank you that I am a new creation in you and that you are my very present help in all my times of need. You know, sometimes I feel alone, overwhelmed, beaten down, and discouraged by earthly troubles and the attacks of the devil. But you tell me in your word that you hear all those who call your name. So, Lord, I call your name now. Please be my strength. Please forgive me of my sins. I want to live my life for you. Please come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. And hey, make sure to get hooked up with a group of believers and other servant warriors, because I'll tell you, God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Hey, also, make sure to check out servantwarriorradio.com next week for another edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Also, make sure to go to servantwarriorministries.org. Click, pray, give, share, and change the world. Hey, see you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and armor up every single day. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.